Valley's country leader, New Camelot 107.9. We have a special guest with us on this Valentine's Day. Kelsey.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's Nina. How are you feeling?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Trying to figure out plans. I'm literally texting my husband about Valentine's Day.
Do you have plans?
No. Do you and Morgan?
I'm not sure if we know exactly what's happening either.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you. Tell me if you feel the same way. We just got married in November. You just got married in December. Congrats.
Thank you. Same.
Thank you. And we're kind of like in that love bubble, so every day's Valentine's Day right now still.
Totally. Yeah, I mean, I think our biggest thing is just time. I keep being, like, dropping hints, like, let's just go on a date. Like, I just want to hang out with you, you know, because we're just so busy that just time together is a gift.
Are you getting the baby pushing onto you yet or not yet?
Yeah, every day. I'm like, it's literally a thing. I'm a baby. I'm 24.
Yes.
It definitely will happen down the road. It's something we both want, but not anytime soon.
Oh, my gosh. Can you picture it, though, your life with the baby on the bus? And...
No.
She's like, nope. Nina, stop. Okay, Kelsey, hang on. I want to talk to you about Keith Urban. I want to talk to you about Valentine's Day. More with Kelsey Ballerini next. The Valley's country leader, New Camelot 107.9. We're hanging out with Kelsey Ballerini. And Kelsey, love me like you mean it, started it off. And then Dibs came along. And then Peter Pan, we just played it. I feel like that just put you way over the edge, and it was a crazy time for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's been crazy. That song in particular, Peter Pan, was like just – that was hectic. But, yeah, especially now, like having out new music and having the first single from the second record do well, it feels really good. It feels really exciting, and I'm very lucky, and I feel like I just need to keep working really hard.
Yeah. Well, Legends is amazing. People ask for it all the time here.
Oh, good.
Yes, they love it here in Phoenix. Are you already working on new music for the next album, or do you chill at some point? Do you put notes in your phone? How does that work?
I'm definitely writing. I'm not sure what it's for yet, but I never stop. I never, like, only write for a specific reason. I just write to write. But, yeah, I'm not sure exactly what's next, but we'll do something soon.
Okay, we're waiting. Hurry.
Yeah, I will.
Like, some people are baby pushing, and then like people, like fans are like, okay, music pushing.
Music pushing. Yes. I know, that's better. I like that one more.
Yes. So you're going to be here in October with Keith Urban. How did that go down? Did he call you, or was that like just a behind the scenes thing? Have you talked to him about the tour?
Yeah, I mean, so his team reached out, like, no joke, almost a year ago.
Wow.
And they were like, so Keith wants to do a tour next year. He only wants one opener. He wants you.
Wow.
Are you down? And I was like, yes. So, yeah, we've known about it for a long time. But we just announced it. And I don't know him well, but we did like a little pop-up show to announce the tour. And he's amazing. And I'm so excited to just like be a sponge and learn from him.
That's crazy to me, because there's now this famous photo of you as a fan at an event.
Yeah.
Getting his autograph. And now you're on tour with him.
I know. It's amazing.
Girl!
I know. I'm so glad that I got to be, like, just the biggest fangirl for a couple of years. Because now I have all these photos so I can be like, no, really, I'm your biggest fan.
We're excited for you. You're on the mega ticket with Keith Urban. That's crazy, right? Thursday, October 4th. Kelsey Ballerini on the phone. Thank you so much for checking in. And a happy Valentine's Day. Is there anything that you would want as a perfect gift today?
A good glass of wine.
There you go.
Yeah.
Red or white?
Oh, red.
Red, okay.